This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, considering I'm overly jet-lagged, I'm still on London time, and I just had some cold Chinese food as leftovers for breakfast, I think we got a pretty good show planned, okay? I don't even know where to start. Let me just kind of give you a brief rundown of what we're going to be talking about. Okay, a lot of us have insomnia, and now I can't even tell you how I just can't sleep. My body thinks it's supposed to be nighttime now and daytime. You go to Europe for a few days, you're really messed up. But they're saying people with insomnia are much more likely to be at risk for Alzheimer's. We also are being told that gonorrhea, especially the super gonorrhea, might be causing this huge spike in cases, or the reason why we may be seeing this huge spike in super gonorrhea cases, is because it's spread by oral sex. And it's very interesting how they have discovered how the bacteria is able to take advantage of antibiotics hitting the throat. We'll talk about that. Pretty interesting stuff. We're going to be talking about the opioid epidemic. It's not going away anytime soon. And drug makers, from what we're finding out of this new lawsuit, they knew that tamper-resistant painkillers could be abused. Now, you know, this opioid crisis is not all people abusing it. You have many people out there in pain. But it doesn't help when the tamper-resistant packaging doesn't work. We're going to talk about that. We have cancer deaths that are higher in rural America, according to the CDC. Why is that? Onions. Onions are one of my favorite foods. They really disrupt my irritable bowel, but I love them. Never cry. Onions have never made me cry. But for half the population, they tear up when they cut onions. Well, scientists figured out why that happens, and I'm going to tell you. See, these are the things that I really, you know, there's all this stuff going on with the GOP and healthcare, and, you know, we talk about that all the time. I really care about onions. But another thing I really, really care about is our blood supply shortage. It's not good. You know, we're coming into the summer. People are on vacation. It's hot. Many people are doing their regular, blood donation, drop-offs of their blood donations. And so we have, and I'm very honored to have coming up on the next segment, Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President for Recruitment and Field Marketing at the American Red Cross Biomedical Services, to come on air with us and talk to us about what the latest is. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One article that one of my listeners sent me had to do with chocolate, and not the snorting chocolate story. That snorting chocolate, I don't know why we have a product out there on the market where you could snort it. And I, you know, what a waste of chocolate. If you're going to have any chocolate product, you eat it. But this is interesting. There's a report from the Hindustan Times where if you apply chocolate onto the skin, it slows down aging. Now, I've been eating chocolate ever since I've been in the womb. I never thought of rubbing it on my face. Apparently, World Chocolate Day. Is it World Chocolate Day today? I have no idea that today was World Chocolate Day. Okay, somebody, where's my news team? Well, apparently it's World Chocolate Day. And we're being told that previous studies have shown that it could boost brain power, lower risk of heart disease. You know, chocolates have all these antioxidants, all right? Problem is it's not the type of chocolate that we usually eat. We like to eat the creamy milk chocolate like Dove. I love Dove chocolate. It's so yummy. Hershey's, I eat that dark chocolate, the bitter chocolate, you know, like those Ghirardelli 70% squares. Those can be pretty healthy. Those have a lot of antioxidants. And they say it slows the process of aging by slowing down the action of free radicals. Plus, chocolate, as we know, is anti-inflammatory. So they say if you have very sensitive and dry skin, dark chocolate could improve skin texture and give you a more smooth and moisturized skin. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is hotter than hot. And the southwestern United States is dealing with multiple heat waves, and we just dry up and, you know, raisin up and just get all wrinkly, and that's just what happens. But, you know, I never thought of rubbing chocolate on my face to help me look younger. I mean, you know, maybe it's worth a try. So chocolate, what does it have? It has flavanols, antioxidants that protect your skin from UV damage. They say it improves skin hydration. Now, what are flavanols? They say flavanols are these phytonutrients that come in, you know, plant substances that help reduce blood pressure, cholesterol, reduce the risk of heart disease. Even dark chocolate could help control blood sugar level. Now, we're not talking about Hershey's dark. Hershey's dark chocolate, it's darker. But it doesn't really qualify for the dark chocolate. They say when you combine it with caffeine, according to Hindustan Times, it's an excellent anti-inflammatory. And it helps treat water retention. Now, there's been a lot of movies that are out that I haven't seen. I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet. I haven't seen the Transformer movie. The new Spider-Man is out. And I've been hesitating because I always have to get up to go to the bathroom. Maybe I'll eat some chocolate. It'll help me retain some water. And then I could, you know, sit through the movie. They say this chocolate facial is a new fad. I would hesitate, guys. All right. This is what they say to do. Here's the recipe. You mix 1/3 cup cocoa powder with 2 to 3 tablespoons of honey. Add a few lemon drops onto it. Apply this chocolate face mask on your face evenly. Leave it for about 15 to 20 minutes before washing. Well, I wouldn't wash it off. I'd lick it off. Then they say your skin is smooth, clear, radiant. I don't know. I'm not really excited about these fads. I mean, you know, if there was really a cure-all or a panacea or some sort of a magic remedy to making yourself look good and young-looking, etc., then every single supermodel and, you know, beautiful person out there would be all over it. And, you know, we age. We get older. And you want to know what? A little wrinkle or two is not bad. We're still sexy people. You know, older people, they don't want somebody that looks like their grandchild. You know, that's really my hopes. I mean, I really wasn't that attractive. I know, you know, I act like I was, but I really wasn't that attractive, okay? And, you know, I'm very lucky to be married, but if my husband ever dumps me, you know, I am really looking forward to the, you know, over 40 crowd hopefully finding me attractive. So I need that wrinkle or two. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to talk about the critical blood shortage. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
California. All right, guys, here we come. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. Well, many of you know I work a lot with KBC in Los Angeles, and I heard that Children's Hospital Los Angeles is experiencing an even more critical need for blood. And this is just one of the stories highlighting the national blood shortage that we continue to see and continues to plague us, but is even more troublesome now that we hit the summer. Now, joining us is Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President for Recruitment and Field Marketing at American Red Cross Biomedical Services. But, Cliff, before I have you come on, I just need to let everybody know, just tell everybody your degrees. They thought I had a lot of schooling. Get this, Mr. Newmark has a law degree from UC Berkeley, a Master of Public Affairs degree from Princeton University. He is really showing me up. A Master of Science from the University of Sussex and Bachelor of Arts degree, magna cum laude from Pomona College. Mr. Newmark, thank you for coming on and joining us today.
I wanted to be a doctor. But I always want to be a doctor, Dr. Dahlia.
I tell you, you have triple the schooling. I baby. You would have 5 medical degrees. Look at this. Wow. Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for all your great work. Tell us what's been going on.
Well, so we're reaching out to the public today because we have an absolutely critical blood shortage. We're short 61,000 donations in May and June, which is causing all kinds of challenges for us and our hospital partners and patients today. So that's why we need volunteers to roll up their sleeves today, to call 1-800-RED-CROSS, to go to redcrossblood.org, or to download the Red Cross Blood Donor app to schedule an appointment today to give the gift of life. Literally, patients need help today, and we need volunteer donors to step up to make that happen.
Absolutely. You know, I was in Europe about a week or two ago when the Bronx Lebanon hospital shooting occurred, and you know, when these you know tragedies happen on our soil, and you know, a lot of people have stepped up to plate, and they're like, we're going to donate blood. And the one thing I really urge my listeners to do is donate when we're not in the midst of a tragedy. We need to have that blood ready on standby, God forbid, there is a tragedy or an accident, and not only for our daily medical needs. How soon in advance, you know, do we usually need the blood and need to process the blood?
Do you mean how many days does it take between when someone donates and when it's actually in somebody's arm? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, it's usually about, literally, basically, if you give blood today, our shortage is so significant that if you give blood today, likely in 2 days, it's in somebody. That's how short we are. I mean, literally, blood is coming in. Blood is going out as quickly as it's coming in. And that's how short we are across all blood types. So we absolutely need people to sign up today to give blood. We need volunteers to step up. Patients need that help.
What's going on at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles? Is it that we have a lot of children, you know, dealing in accidents, or is it cancer, anemia? What's going on there?
I'm not sure if there's actually if there's anything that's specific to that hospital, the Children's Hospital, which is a wonderful hospital, their utilization. I'm not really sure exactly what's happening there. I just do know that throughout the entire country, most blood collectors, including us, are reaching out to folks because of the challenges we're facing with getting folks to show up to give the gift of life.
Absolutely.
It's a donation issue that we really need volunteer donors to step up and you know, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or redcrossblood.org or go to the Red Cross Blood Donor app. We need folks to sign up to give blood.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people say, you know, I'm not O type. I'm A or B, and they really need O. You know, yes, the calls for O negative and O positive blood are there, but even if you have type A and type B, we still need you out there.
Absolutely. There's no question. There's no question that we need all blood types today. We need all blood types today for all product types. So, for example, we need folks to donate whole blood, but there's also a separate procedure that you can do to donate platelets. Which is oftentimes, as you know, platelets are often used for cancer patients and cancer treatments. So there is a need for all blood types today to give the gift of life.
Absolutely. You know, tell us, many people also have the stereo or the myth that, oh, you know, it takes so long. You know, I'm going to have to miss work. And, you know, you guys have definitely sped it up. I gave blood about 6 to 8 weeks ago, and it was so fast. Everything's digital now. Tell us about your digital platform.
Well, thanks so much for asking about that, because we have spent a lot of time. First of all, the Red Cross Blood Donor app, it's a really user-friendly app. And the great thing about it is it keeps all of your history. So literally, when we go and you give blood, we take your blood pressure, your temperature, and we test your iron levels. All of that data is going to be in the Red Cross Blood Donor app, as well as your past history. So that's awesome. And it's really quick and seamless to schedule your appointment. That's on the scheduling side. We also set up a system called RapidPass. And basically what RapidPass enables you to do, when you give blood, we typically ask you a bunch of questions to make sure you haven't traveled to places where, like a malarial zone, for example, where we can't draw donors who've lived and who've traveled to certain parts of the world. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the way that RapidPass works is we go through all the questions in advance. So literally you can fill out your RapidPass, redcrossblood.org/RapidPass, and you actually fill out your questions in advance. You print out a barcode, just like a kind of a boarding pass or what you would do before you go to an airline. And then, mm-hmm. and then you actually give that barcode to the phlebotomist, and that way it makes your process, the process go even faster. In August, we will actually, we'll actually have it so that you can actually fill it out right then and there while you're waiting so that it can take off of your mobile device directly. So, mm-hmm. There's a lot of opportunities to make things, as you said, make things faster. It takes about an hour. I mean, it takes about an hour of time. And for an hour of time to save somebody's life, I think that's a pretty good deal.
I think it's amazing. And exactly, the donation is a gift of life. Now, you know, some of you are saying, you know, look, I'm not going to be able to take off work. I don't have an hour. This is the trick, people. Okay, and I've done this too. I've asked work to host the blood drive. If you ask work to host the blood drive, you get to leave your desk. You get to check your cell phone on the stairway down. Okay? You get to sit there and relax. They give you cookies. They give you juice. Ask your work to host the blood drive. Not only then are you donating blood, but you're getting your other workmates and coworkers to donate. You're saving all these lives. And you're getting off work, and you're basically having a party downstairs.
That's absolutely right. We typically, when we go to a workplace, right, we need about 25 people to sign up in advance to make sure it's going to be a good, productive blood drive, and that's absolutely right. That's where most of our blood drives happen. 80% of our blood drives happen at workplaces, at places of worship, at colleges, at high schools. So most of our blood drives are actually in those locations. To the extent that folks, you know, if they work from home or what have you, our blood donation centers are operating throughout the country, and we have them in various geographies, and they're often open on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to donate. Like I said, I would recommend that people call 1-800-RED-CROSS, redcrossblood.org, or go to the Red Cross Blood Donor app. There's really lots of opportunities to donate. And actually, this summer, to try to help encourage folks, we have a couple of partnerships. Suburban Propane has generously given advertising to try to get the word out. And then Red Cross and Cedar Fair, folks donate. There's a drawing for the three grand prizes to have an expense paid trip to Knott's Berry Farm or Cedar Point in Ohio, as well as discounted tickets if you go to redcross.cedarfair.com. Anyway, so we're trying to bring people together and give people a need, but the most important thing is that we actually help the patients who need this wonderful, wonderful, valuable product that all of us have, that all of us have the ability to give that gift of life.
Absolutely. You know, many of us have had family members who have had cancer. You know, my mother-in-law had cancer. May she rest in peace. And the chemotherapy was fighting the cancer pretty successfully, but what got her was the anemia that ensued after the chemotherapy and the amount of blood products and the transfusions that she needed. Now, platelets is in huge demand, and platelets don't have the shelf life that blood does. Tell us a little bit about that.
So when you give whole blood, it can last 42 days, although we're so short right now. Usually, like I said, everything that's coming in is going out. Platelets is a special procedure. As you know, blood is composed of platelets, red blood cells, plasma, and white cells. Platelets is the clotting factor that's used, and that only has literally about 5 days from the time we draw it to the time it has to be transfused is only 5 days, and it usually takes 2 days to actually process and test it. So consequently, literally hospitals, if we send a platelet unit to a hospital, in 3 days it has to be used or it has to be destroyed. And it's such a short shelf life that we absolutely have to make sure that we're always drawing platelets every single day. It's a longer procedure. It's about 2 hours in the chair, about, you know, 15 minutes for health history and in canteen at the end of the procedure. But it is so critical for cancer patients. And also, you know, in traumas as well, that the typical trauma procedure is, you know, whole blood, red cells and platelets and plasma. So the platelet procedure is really important for cancer patients. About half of platelets are used in cancer.
Thank you. We're speaking to Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President for Recruitment and Field Marketing with the American Red Cross Biomedical Services. In our last 30 seconds, again, tell people how they can find, how they can donate and help.
1-800-RED-CROSS, redcrossblood.org, or donate to the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. Thank you. We'll have you back. Thank you so much. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DUCK-DAHLIA.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, have you ever wondered why your eyes tear up when you cut onions? I don't, because it really doesn't make me cry. There's a lot of other things that make me cry, you know, like, you know, Michael Fassbender turning me down. I wanted to be in a movie with him. I thought I would be a great love interest opposite him, but no, he said no. So that obviously made me cry. Game of Thrones being in its last season, that also made me cry. But they say onions, all right, make you tear up because onions use sulfur in the soil to create amino acid sulfoxides. Ah, that's why. All right, glad that cleared things up. So sulfoxides are sulfur compounds that readily turn into a gas. When an onion is cut open, it releases the sulfoxides and enzymes, which react and create a gas called propanethyl S oxide. Now, I took organic chemistry. I took a couple years of organic chemistry. I have never written out the chemical compound syn propan ethyl S oxide. So I would venture to say it's fake, but I don't think it is. They say because onions grow underground, the gas helps deter critters that want to feed on onions. They say the gas is also what causes your eyes to water when you chop up onions. See, I don't chop up onions. You know what I do? When I cook, and again, I'm you know, no Rachel Ray, but when I cook, what I do is I take the onion, I peel off the skin, and I keep running it under cold water. Because I heard that also helps prevent you from crying. Because I wear a lot of mascara and eyeliner. You guys have seen me. The more makeup, the less attention on my nose. So I really accent the eyes of my face. And also, sometimes I forget to do an upper lip wax. So if I can, you know, have you guys look at my eyes as opposed to any other part, I look good. And so what I usually do is I'll take the onion, I'll take off the skin, I'll let it run under the cold water, and then what I'll do is onions are like layers of, right, like a Shrek, right? Onions have layers, right? Like a cake, okay? So I take off the layers, and when I cook, I throw the concave onions onto the turkey or onto the meat, and I just cover it up, and then I let their juices just, while I cook, you know, yeah. And then I don't have to cry. I don't have to chop anything up. I don't have to bleed. I don't have to lose a finger. It's great. So anyway, this gas called syn propan ethyl S oxide. See, look at how it now just flows off our tongue. Say that 3 times fast. It causes your eyes to water. They say it, according to Dr. Robert Rosa Jr., an ophthalmologist at Texas A&M College of Medicine, it really is a complicated chemical process that creates the gas. They all act as precursors that create the lacrimatory processor, or what makes you tear up. Red, yellow, white onions all have higher concentrations of this onion enzyme necessary to create this gas, while sweet onions, green onions, and scallions have lower concentrations. Also, some people are more sensitive to the gas than others. Yeah, I saw my husband cry once. Only time I've ever seen him cry was at a wedding. And so I see him cry, and I'm like, you know, what is it? Is it the onions? He goes, no, I'm still married to you. Anyway. It poses no serious health to your visual health, no serious threat. Your eyes are fine. If onion gas burns them, I would still try to avoid it just for poops and giggles, because by the time we find out that something's bad for you, we've already done it like 10 times over. They say goggles can prevent the gas from reaching your eyes while cutting onions, but they really aren't necessary. Yeah, I got to say, if you guys are cooking with gloves and goggles, okay, you're really weaning it up. They say some people may cut the onions in a bowl of water. According to Dr. Rosa, I'd personally recommend, he says, using eye drops like comfort drops to help, lubricate or rinse the eyes and dilute the gas exposure to the eyes. You see, look at how you guys are learning so much today. It's incredible. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we have a man in Florida who is suing the state for the right to smoke his medical marijuana. Florida trial attorney John Morgan filed a lawsuit against the state of Florida after lawmakers banned the use of smoked marijuana in the state's medical marijuana law. Now, apparently 70% of Floridians voted in favor of medical marijuana amendment in November 2016 election. They say the success of the amendment was due in part to Morgan, who funded the campaign to get the amendment on the ballot that year. They say the Republican-led Florida legislator wrote a medical marijuana law in March with restrictions that some activists like Morgan disagree with, including the prohibition of smoked marijuana. In his lawsuit and public comments, Morgan has accused Florida lawmakers of, quote, pretending to be doctors despite no medical training. Now, we're going to talk about this. I'll finish the story from UPI.com, but we're going to talk about medical marijuana versus smoking and edible. They say by redefining the constitutionally defined term medical use to exclude smoking, the legislator substitutes its medical judgment, they say, for that of a licensed Florida physician, and is in direct conflict with the specifically articulated constitutional process. So they say in the lawsuit, Morgan points out the benefits of smoked marijuana as noted by physicians. So I guess what's going on is with the Florida law, medical marijuana is approved as long as it's not smoked. So if you are taking marijuana pills, doing edible marijuana for medical marijuana, that's fine, but just not smoking. Now, this is going to be a very, very interesting lawsuit because as multiple states are going legalized, there's a lot of concern over secondhand smoke. News 3 Las Vegas had asked me about secondhand smoke and health effects, which we'll talk about, failing a drug test. And yes, you could expose others to secondhand marijuana. So while we have done leaps and bounds in terms of our success with tobacco, decrease and tobacco in the workplace and tobacco in public places, what do we do about secondhand marijuana smoke? So Florida had an answer to, all right, we'll approve medical marijuana, but edible. So is smoking marijuana more effective than edible marijuana? Now, I haven't personally tried either in terms of being able to tell you, what seems to work better. I have, though, experienced secondhand marijuana, and boy, does it hit you. And I think inhaled marijuana has the potential, or for some, the benefit of working quicker. And you being able to ingest, but absorb more of the marijuana components, the cannabinoids, THC, et cetera. However, for some, that's not good if it's secondhand. According to Morgan, he says, scientists have already discovered over 100 separate cannabinoids through medical marijuana research, which have the potential to induce positive biological changes in the body's cannabinoid receptor system. The suit states inhalation is a medically effective and efficient way to deliver the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, and other cannabinoids into the bloodstream. They're right. When you smoke the marijuana, you get it into your system pretty effectively, pretty quickly. The problem is this air exchange, just because people have been smoking marijuana and many people have been doing well, doesn't mean it's the healthiest thing. Edible marijuana allows your stomach acid to kill off any contaminants. I don't want to say any, but some of the contaminants on marijuana. When you smoke marijuana, is it sterile? Is the leaf completely clear of pesticides, bacteria, fungi? No. So you're directly exposing your bloodstream through the alveoli of the lungs, as little capillaries go by to get the oxygen exchange, you're exposing your blood system to anything that's in that marijuana. And if marijuana is made halfway and, it's over, mass produced and, they try to, cut costs on pesticides and whatever they do or cleaning, who knows how this is being made. You could be putting yourself at more exposure. Edible marijuana I'm a bigger fan of than the inhalational marijuana because at least your stomach acid could possibly be a defense against bacteria, fungi, and maybe even some of the chemicals that's on the marijuana. When marijuana gets mixed into the food, is it done, according to FDA standards and USDA? We have a long way to go with this. So the amendment passed in November restricted the physical act of smoking marijuana in Florida. It'll be interesting if some states decide to adopt that as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we are going to be really up an uphill battle with this opioid crisis, as I don't think we're attacking it correctly. I think we seem to be going against the wrong people, and we seem to be restricting and as we, shall I say, we're getting innocent people caught in the crossfire. And so as many more doctors are saying, to hell with this, I'm just not going to prescribe pain medications. They're not going to be a part of my practice. I'm hearing from many of you that your doctors aren't prescribing these medications anymore, and you're up a creek. And it kills me to see this because even though I've never experienced the type of chronic pain that many of you have, I have had post-surgical pain. I have suffered from migraines. I have suffered from, you know, certain issues acutely. And, you know, Lord have mercy. If I had to deal with that on an everyday basis, I don't know how I could get up in the morning. And so God bless you guys for, you know, dealing with the constant struggle and the fight that you have to every day. And I hate to see you guys not get the medications that you need and the relief that you need because the government and the powers that be don't know how to deal with this rising crisis. Now, Opana ER is going to be withdrawn from the market. This was the painkiller that has been under a lot of criticism, right? And it Opana ER will be pulled off the market at the request of federal regulators because it's being abused. Endo International PLC said Thursday it was going to voluntarily stop selling Opana ER, approved for the use in patients with severe constant pain, after consulting with the U.S. FDA. It's the first opioid drug that the FDA has sought to remove from the market due to abuse. Now, the reason why this Opana ER was something that many of us physicians were comfortable with was because of the extended release version. Okay? The extended release opioid was supposed to allow people in pain to not have to have these peaks and troughs, these, shall we say, these inconsistent levels of pain medicine in their body, causing them to always have to reach for a pill. An extended release allowed a steady state sort of release of the pain medication, allowing them to have a better controlled baseline such that they hopefully didn't need to reach for the acute short-term pills as much. And so the concept of Opana ER is kind of up the right up the alley of how we need to manage pain. You know, we don't like to manage pain. You're not supposed to manage pain by waiting for the person to be in such severe pain that it takes multiple pills to handle it. But you also don't want to manage pain by always loading people up such that they become so tolerant to the medication. So what you want to do is you want to have it such that the person doesn't fall into the deep abyss of pain, but there's a steady, consistent process, which in the long term you wind up losing less medication. Opana ER offered that as an alternative. But last month, the FDA concluded that the drug was too risky. Why? Because there's idiots out there that are crushing it and snorting the pill. And there are idiots injecting it. So, here you are suffering because of some idiots out there. They say, besides contributing to overdoses, abuse of Opana ER was blamed for a 2015 outbreak of HIV and hepatitis C in southern Indiana, linked to sharing of needles. So people are taking this Opana, crushing it, injecting it. That's not what the drug was intended for. It was for people who really needed it. Opana ER got its approval in the U.S. in 2006. 2012, Endo changed the drug's formulation to make it harder to abuse. The FDA approved sales of the new version, but refused to let Endo market it as abuse deterrent. The agency said the company asked the company to stop selling it after its advisors reviewing the safety on a March hearing voted 18-8 against keeping it on the market. Dublin, Ireland-based Endo, which has U.S. headquarters in the Philadelphia suburb of Malvern, said it was going to work with the FDA to try to minimize disruption for patients who will need to switch to alternative treatments. Endo primarily makes generic medications as well as a number of branding specialty drugs, and I guess the Opana ER sales netted $159 million. The company said it will take a pre-tax charge of about $20 million to write off the drug's remaining value. There are no generic versions of the reformulated Ropana ER on the market. Two generics of earlier versions are on sale, the oxymorphone. But, you know, what do people do who use the Opana ER? I mean, they may have to, there's a variety of pain medications out there, but we don't have a lot of extended release. Now, in addition to this, a new court filing accuses drug manufacturers of promoting painkillers that they said were resistant to tamperine by drug abusers, even though the companies knew that those protections didn't work. Okay, first of all, I mean, unless you have a safe and a lock and key, I think anybody could figure out how to get into a bottle, all right? I mean, what are they expecting these drug companies to do? They say the claims were filed Thursday, the same day the drug manufacturer Endo Pharmaceuticals agreed to withdraw its opioid painkiller Opana, which we just talked about. And they say here that these new legal claims against Endo and another drug company, Purdue Pharma, were added to these lawsuits, some of the first, in a wave of legal actions against drug manufacturers, distributors, and retailers. The lawsuits filed by states, counties, and cities across the country seek to make the drug industry pay for the cost of addressing the opioid epidemic. Now, some of you will say, well, look, we've had over 180,000 people die of prescription overdoses in the last 15 years. Thousands of more have died to heroin, fentanyl, etc. Somebody needs to be to blame. And I get it. It's a witch hunt, and everybody's grabbing their, what is it? Their pitchforks, and I get how somebody has to go down for this. But when you have people in pain, and we have a huge population of people in chronic pain, you need to be kind of smart about how we do this. We were talking about violence in the workplace, which we're going to talk about in the next hour, how some of these cases that we saw in Las Vegas alone were related to cases of people in pain and chronic pain. We just had a shooting a couple weeks ago in a doctor's office because somebody in pain wanted an appointment, did not have an appointment, and was turned down because there were no appointments available. We have to be very careful when you start to thrust a bunch of people into narcotic withdrawal, especially if they have real pain. And going after the pharmaceutical companies, yeah, maybe that's where the money is. Maybe that's where people can, get some, retribution. But the problem with that is who's going to be then making the medications? Oh, well, Dahlia, we have marijuana for that, so we could smoke medical marijuana. Maybe not. Some states are not allowing the smoking of the marijuana. They allow the edible. And from what I understand, edible marijuana is expensive. I was given a talk a couple months ago, and one of the people in the audience who has neuropathy says her marijuana edibles cost $500-$600 a month. You know, it's not that practical an option for many people. I've heard of people saying the marijuana just doesn't work. So if the marijuana doesn't work and you can't get the medications you need, what do you do when you're in pain? Can't chop off your foot. So we need to do this smartly. And unfortunately, it's very politicized. It's very consumer media driven. And we need to take this smartly. 1-877-DOC-LA.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.